Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking with Dr. William McBride with USDA. What's your title?
Well, actually, I'm with the Economic Research Service, actually the leader of the Commodity Cost and Return Estimation Project. We do estimates for 12 different commodities on a rotating basis. We do annual estimates, but we do surveys on a rotating basis, and we are doing peanuts this year. It's an important crop as part of our program, and we're hoping producers will respond to our surveys.
So, yeah, you're talking about cost of production, which is really important. And right now you're using 2004 numbers, right?
That's right. That's right. The numbers we have, and we have numbers published through 2012, are based upon data we collected in 2004. And that means they reflect the technology used in 2004. They do reflect 2012 prices and acreage and production, but we need this survey data to reflect the new technologies that are used in peanut production.
So this part of it is part of the ARMS survey, correct?
Yes, it's part of the ARMS survey. As Sheila talked about, the phases of the ARMS. It's a combined combination of phase two and three, and an interview done at the field level to get production practices and the technologies used in peanut production, and then an interview done at the farm level in order to get the farm finances and the prices and the other financial information we need to do our costs.
So, of course, farmers are kind of hesitant to give out their financial information, so it's important to let them know that their personal information is not going to be released, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have a strict confidentiality restrictions with the data. Everybody who uses the data in our offices has to sign confidentiality restrictions under threat of jail time and fines, so it's very important. We only let universities use the data under specific memorandums of understanding if their work it contributes to the mission of USDA. So we're very strict about who accesses the data. No other government agent or no other a regulatory agency has anything to do with this data. This is all for research. It's all for providing information, for policy making, and that's farmers can be assured of the confidentiality of the ARMS data.
Well, again, now we talk about the use of the data. Why is this important? Why is it important? How is it used?
Well, you know, when we first started doing cost of production, it was actually it was back to 1973, as I said. And it was actually tied, they tried to tie the target prices to cost of production through different formulas. You know, that was really the genesis or the initial reason for doing it. That went away real quick because of certain problems associated with doing that, the economics of it and so forth. Today, it's used as really as guidelines. It's used as, you know, when they're looking at what target prices should be, what support prices should be, what commodity program parameters should be. You know, cost of production is a piece of information that really helps to give you, you know, what does it cost producers to grow? You know, we think prices should be at this level. Is this sufficient to cover costs? As I put up on the chart, what percent of producers cover costs at different price levels? So, you know, this information goes a long way in informing policymakers, you know, about this kind of information. Otherwise, where do they get data? There is no really other source of data that covers the whole country that is consistently done for all commodities, so all commodities can be compared on an even basis. That's another very important thing about the ARMS survey. It really provides that kind of comparability among different commodities.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, that was one thing that really caught my attention of how slow a percentage, I would say, of producers actually covered their costs in that was going back to 2004, right?
Right, that's right. And you got to remember, when I put that chart up there, that was total costs, including the economic costs or the opportunity costs of the farmer's time spent doing everything. So it's a pretty complete accounting of costs. And you know, as you said, you were surprised at how low percentage covered costs at those price levels. Well, I expect it to be a little bit, you know, that those curves will shift up a little bit and it'll be even lower. I mean, I was kind of surprised personally. I was kind of surprised but how high a percentage it was, you know, given that prices have trended upward over time, but our costs of, you know, for 2004, we're fixed at 2004, you know. So that's an important piece of information to have. I mean, as you said, you were surprised by how low it is. It's just important that people know that. You know, that's really the key point to all that.
Well, the other thing, I mean, you talked about the changes in production practices, increase in precision, but also, I mean, peanut growers in particular have had a shift in marketing with the end of the quota program. Do you think that that's going to have an impact?
Well, you know, we have done studies of that, you know, with peanuts and tobacco and what has been the impact of the different programs. So we have got some good information about there about that and what kind of impact that had on the structure. The one thing about the peanut industry, it had a big impact on the structure of the industry. We saw, you know, go to bigger farms and fewer farms and move it out of Virginia a little bit into different areas and so forth. So we have studied that, and you know, we'll use this new data to look at that even further. I mean, that's another big use of this data to see what again is happening with peanut farms in 2013.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to encourage producers. I hope they understand the importance of the data. You know, we put a lot into putting together this survey. We know that it's used a lot. There's a lot of congressional contacts. The Office of the Secretary of Agriculture uses this information in helping to formulate, you know, the policy parameters and so forth. So I hope producers understand how important it is and will spend some time participating in our survey. I know it takes a while, but it's really for a good cause.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.